It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC Community Banking Team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
If requests to Mountain Home Salvation Army continues at this pace, there will not be enough resources to fulfill all the Angel Tree requests and food donations for Christmas. The thought of hungry kids without the sparkle of Christmas is not how this year, of all years, will end. This is Major Michelle Robbins of the Salvation Army. Help us rescue Christmas. Please consider making an annual gift to the Salvation Army today via contactless Red Kettle contribution. Text Kettles to 91999. Together, we can rescue this Christmas.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Getting away from it all's been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, welcome into week 7 of the high school football season and the Coach Steve Airy Show. And Steve, my goodness, folks still a week later talking about last week's win over Van Buren. What an exciting game that was.
It was exciting. Obviously, I've coached a lot of exciting games, but that's what you pay to get in the gates for. Nobody wants to see a blowout. Nobody wants to see a loss. They just want a good football game, and it was a good football game, every aspect of it. It had everything that you'd ever want in a game.
Some crazy things, some wild plays. What, 5 lead changes in the game? I mean, it was entertaining. I thought several things really stood out. I love the fact that your ball club's down 10 in the third quarter and reeled off 28 unanswered points. That was huge.
Well, we take pride in practicing fast, practicing hard. We're trying to adopt that philosophy, not to play everybody both ways, and we want to be within striking distance in the fourth and give ourselves a chance. We don't want to be fatigued. We don't want to be tired. I really thought we looked like the fresher team in the fourth quarter, and that paid all the dividends.
It's exactly right. One thing that stood out too, much like the Batesville game several weeks back, in the third and fourth quarters, I mean, offense got talked about a lot because of some of the big plays. But you had several 3-and-outs in the late third and fourth quarters by the defense. They really stepped up.
I know we give up a lot of points, and a lot of them are big play points, or a lot of them are special teams or mistakes. Anyway, we get all of the bad stats too, but some of it's on us. But we play our fair share of good football.
You bet.
And it seems like we get better. We get better as other teams get tired, and I don't know, or we get, I don't know, we get used to it. We try to coach every series and try to make adjustments and get better. And offense obviously got better in the fourth quarter too. And that's what you do is you coach your kids up and see what happens.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the first touchdown. That was the bad snap on the punt that Bryce McKay scoops up and goes 59 yards for a touchdown. Just a crazy play.
It was a very crazy play. It was crazy in two ways. The first thing was we played some situational football there on fourth down, and I'm not going to elaborate on it, but he screwed that up on the first fourth down and got us a penalty right there.
Okay.
And so I'm mad, and I'm chewing his butt. And anyway, so we get another fourth down. You know, we're going to punt the ball away, and all of a sudden it hits the dirt, and his mistake ends up turning to straight up gold. So he screws up and we get another play out of it, and that happened to be the best thing that could ever happen was him screwing up.
and some big blocks downfield too on that play that kind of freed him up about the 20-yard line, if I remember right.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody was down there running interference, and it got him in. And he made a good move on somebody too. I thought he's got one guy to beat, and he made him miss.
Yes. Something else that, of course, your second touchdown resulted after they lose a punt and we get it back, and Bryce winds up scoring his second touchdown of the night that puts us on top. Able to capitalize on 2 turnovers and turn them both into touchdowns last Friday night. Those were huge.
That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest stat in football is the turnover stat. I don't know why it always kills you. Uh-huh. But the team that loses the turnover battle usually loses the game. And it just leads to other teams' gains and field position and, you know, points that they didn't count on. I mean, it really does.
You talked about big plays. Of course, you had the 59-yard touchdown on the punt situation, and then Bryce reels off a 49-yarder before halftime late in the second quarter.
That's the thing about that guy. He's you can't tackle him. I mean, he can take a bad play and make it good. He could take a mistake and make it good. He can take a busted pass play and make it good. But the guy's just phenomenal athlete. I feel like most nights he's the best athlete on the field. And, you know, a lot of people think of quarterback as him being a great thrower. He's probably an average thrower, but he can flat get it done with his feet.
He can. And some statewide recognition, not only for Bryce, but for the program this week in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. It was a nice article.
It was a nice article of him being the athlete of the week. And I told the guys when he got that award the other day, I said, that's compliments to you guys as well. I said, we get beat Friday night, he probably doesn't get that award.
Right.
The 0-10 teams, those guys don't get a lot of accolades. It's the winning teams and the best players that get. Best teams have the best players.
Right.
And those guys get all the accolades.
Go ahead.
And that's what we preach. It's a team award as well.
Exactly. Are Bryce's shorts still backwards, or
has
he got them back?
Still backwards. Yeah. He's got two on the back of his butt.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk about the second half of last week's victory over Van Buren when we continue on the Coach Steve Airey Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show, and Steve, it's a three-point game at halftime, and I know the second half didn't start the way you wanted because you got the ball, and unfortunately, I had to punt it away, and then Van Buren goes down and scores, and all of a sudden, you're down 10, and just the opposite of the way you wanted the third quarter to start.
Well, we had made a defensive adjustment at halftime, and it was – I'm not going to elaborate on what it was, but it was a personnel change. And, you know, you go in there thinking, okay, we're having trouble with the deep ball. I'm going to change some stuff up on the back end and try to give our guys a little bit of a chance. And come out three plays, score, and I thought, well, I'm not doing that. That happened way too quick because the new guy let one go. So, anyway, we just went back to what we'd practiced all week, and hopefully we wasn't pouting. Hopefully we wasn't dragging our chin, and hopefully we got a little better at halftime, and we did.
I love it because the young men, they come right back and they answer with Bryce hooking up with Logan Walker for a 59-yard touchdown pass. And then on the next possession by Van Buren, the block punt. Take us through that play.
Well, it really wasn't supposed to be a block.
Really?
Sometimes you got those guys that either, A, they're not listening, or B, they're not paying attention, or they're just doing their own thing. And that happened to be one of those deals. I think where Patterson was doing his own thing, and it worked out just fine.
It did, didn't it?
Just like that bad snap worked out just fine on that punt. But sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, they say. We had the ball roll our way a little bit the other night, and you need that too to be good. You can't just be good all the time. You need to be lucky too.
I don't know that I've ever seen a block punt go as high and as travel as far backwards as that one Friday night.
It was weird. We knew after watching the guy on tape that, A, we didn't know where the ball was going to go once he punted it. He wasn't a true punter. And it's almost like he crossed over and kicked that thing right at Patterson. So he got a good solid piece of it. He didn't get it just a little piece of it. He got it all, and it traveled about 40 yards.
And, boy, he was trying to chase it down because he wanted the touchdown, and Colby Lockhart beat him to it in the end zone.
Colby got to it first.
Well, I'll tell you what, that really got the fans fired up. And that's what turned out to be the score that put you ahead. I want to talk about the next touchdown because it was that 37-yard pass to Logan Walker. And he goes up over the defender and brings that in. It was a great catch.
It was just a beautiful play. Yeah. And, you know, when you make plays like that, I mean, a lot of guys don't make those.
Right.
It was just – he went up over the defender. The defender was fighting for the ball, and it turned into a walk-in type of deal for him. But it was a great play.
I think Sonny said it best during the broadcast. He said that DB just got mossed.
Yeah, he did, sure.
Hey, I want to talk about that last touchdown, too, because Bojay gets in the game in the backfield, and you run that misdirection play with him going away from the flow, and it worked perfect.
Well, you get him in, and, you know, most of the time we use him as a blocker, and that time use him as a mail carrier. And he's a big body. He's hard to bring down. And it kind of threw a curveball at him right there. And we knew if it's, you know, if it's just one-on-one, he's got a chance to win that battle. And we can get him in some short yardage situations, and he's a load to tackle.
Well, let's talk about him defensively, because he has had so many big plays this year. He finds it. He just has a knack of getting through the line of scrimmage and makes his big plays in the backfield.
He's just very, very, very coachable. I mean, he knows the game plan going in. He knows the scheme. He knows his tendencies. He has it between the ears, so it allows him to play fast. And he plays fast, and he's not a real fast guy, but he uses it. And I'm really proud of when you go back and look at him on tape last year to the way he's playing this year. It's a completely different kid. He plays downhill. He plays physical. He plays in the other team's backfield. And that's the way inside linebacker plays got to be played.
You bet.
If they're moving the chains all night long, you're not a very good inside linebacker.
Yep.
And he's – Our box has been pretty good. I wish our back end would get a little better, but our box has been pretty solid, and he's the main reason.
Well, we're going to take a break. A tough one tonight against Benton. We'll talk about the Panthers coming up here in just a moment when we continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Certain rules and restrictions apply.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net, because life is meant to be enjoyed.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If requests to Mountain Home Salvation Army continues at this pace, there will not be enough resources to fulfill all the Angel Tree requests and food donations for Christmas. The thought of hungry kids without the sparkle of Christmas is not how this year, of all years, will end. This is Major Michelle Robbins of the Salvation Army. Help us rescue Christmas. Please consider making an annual gift to the Salvation Army today via contactless Red Kettle contribution. Text Kettles to 91999. Together, we can rescue this Christmas.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Willard from RVS Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at RVS Bank, go Bombers!
We continue with the Coach Steve Aries Show. Steve Benton tonight, of course, a team that was preseason number one in the state in Class 6A. A couple of losses, of course, one of those to Bryan. Everybody loses to Bryan, but this is a good ball club we're facing tonight, isn't it?
They're a real good ball club. They're gonna come out and they're gonna throw the ball around. Like I was telling you, they're just huge at the wide receiver position, and they got an all-state quarterback back. Mm-hmm. His name's Brown, Garrett Brown. He's 6'1", 190. He throw the ball all over the yard. He can make every throw. Defensively, they are so physical, so fast, play so hard. That's the thing you notice is, man, they play hard. So our guys are going to have to be ready for a big-time fight. They're going to come get you. And they're going to be – hard to cover, hard to tackle. It's going to be all that stuff. So, anyway, we're going to go to Benton, and we're going to get it on.
You mentioned Brown. He was an All-Stater last year. Great arm. And then they got Casey Johnson in the backfield, the running back, and he's one you got to keep an eye on. He's very talented as well, isn't he?
He's very talented. He's very fast, very elusive, very physical as a runner, physical as a blocker. He catches the ball coming out of the backfield. You're going to see him do just a little bit of everything. He's a complete back.
We saw some size at Lake Hamilton a couple of weeks back, and we're going to see size again tonight with the offensive line for Benton.
That's exactly what you're going to see. And they look like a Class 6 powerhouse. Uh-huh. When you look at them. I mean, but they got a couple losses, and obviously they got a couple chinks in their armor, and we're going to see if we can expose that.
Offensively, a matching up against their defense. Tell us about that.
Say that again.
Our offense against their defense. Let's talk about that matchup.
Well, we're going to see the same defense we saw last week. It's going to be a stack three. It's going to be really aggressive style. And we managed to get something going last week. And bottom line is it's just going to boil down to us being able to beat somebody. They're running people through gaps. It's real aggressive style, which is going to allow us to get big plays, and we've got to get our big plays in. You know, they're going to have their fair share of negatives. We got to get our big plays in, and so you know, whether it be 25 or whether it be two, those two guys have got to get to rolling. Yeah. And hopefully they both had big games last week, Gage and Bryce, and we need the same thing out of them.
You bet. Do you talk much with
Logan? Logan had a good game.
Oh yes, he did, definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you talk much with the young men about conference and the standings and things like that, or is it something you look at much with the players?
You know, maybe I should, but I just approach every game about the same. That's the hated enemy, and that's the next step, and that's the next game. And I really don't look at the big picture right now. We're just, you know, we're just trying to get better on a weekly basis.
Right.
And, you know, we've accomplished a lot of goals this year. And last week we said we want to get us a state-ranked team. That's one. And so we checked that one off of our list.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, we got another state-ranked opponent. And for us to get where we want to go, we got to start knocking these guys out.
You bet. You bet. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Coach Steve Airey here on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show, Benton tonight, and we're going to get a player back that we haven't seen yet this year, aren't we?
We are. You're going to see Dawson Tabor tonight, and Dawson's been out the whole season. Uh-huh. He's going to come back and play some offense tonight and a little bit of kicking.
Okay.
So you're going to see him on the kicking and the kicking duties and the offensive side of the ball, and he's going to really help us in run-blocking game and receiving. He's dropped a bunch of weight. He's a lot better athlete than he was last year at this time, and he looks good.
He's you mentioned an athlete. Of course, he plays about every sport there is, and yeah, some good hands. And well, he's you look at his body build. He's a typical tight end build, isn't he?
He is. He's tight end, defensive end type of guy. Uh-huh. And one thing we don't have is we don't have big bodies like that. He's one of them. Yeah. Benton has some, but we don't have them.
Uh-huh.
So we got one. So we got a little bit of an equalizer or neutralizer or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Any other injuries to talk about? Are we fairly healthy going into tonight?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. Yeah. We're pretty healthy. We're good to go. We've been healthy all year, and you know, you always got a couple guys that are going to be out due to quarantine or whatnot.
Right.
Shoot, we're good.
And so far, knock on wood, we've avoided more than just one or two of the quarantine at a time, haven't we?
We have, and we've been lucky. Hopefully our kids are making good decisions, and parents, you need to make sure they're making good decisions too. It's about staying out of crowds, and just, you hate that for a kid, but if they want to play ball on Friday, they need to do that.
Exactly.
Keeping their mask on, and anyway, they've done a good job of taking care of themselves, and it's really catapulted our season up to this point.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a W against Benton?
Well, we're going to have to cover better on defense. We're going to have to tackle really well because they're going to be hard to tackle. So we're going to have to play a little swarm defense. And know that the ball's going in the air 60% of the time. But just be ready for that challenge. And then offensively, we're going to get probably the most aggressive defense we've seen this year. And they're physical. Boy, they're physical. And they're smaller. They're faster. And we got to score with them. There's no way to shut these guys out. We got to match scores and win the turnover battle and tackle. And I think we're going to be okay.
Should be a good one. Good luck tonight.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Coach Steve Airey, we'll take a break, and we'll join you from Benton coming up here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.